opened the pages of Annie Leibovitz's new book of photographs, American Music. And here's some of what you see. Old blues singers sitting in creaky old chairs, young rappers standing with defiance, old rock and rollers with their wrinkling bad boy charm. But at some point when flipping through the pages, the sounds of the music begin to seep out. This is the sound of Miles Davis, his signature performance, Kinda Blue. Annie Leibovitz photographed him in 1989, 2 years before he died. The picture is a close-up of his face. His long, expressive fingers are folded over his mouth. His eyes are darting. The whites of his eyes look as if they've dimmed into yellow. American Music contains hundreds of photographs of musicians and of places and things sacred to American musicians. Annie Leibovitz was principal photographer for Rolling Stone magazine from 1970 to 1983. And in a way, this new book by the portrait photographer for Vogue and Vanity Fair seems to represent a return to her roots in the world of music. Annie Leibovitz joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Do you remember that afternoon with Miles Davis?
Oh, it was very memorable because I remember it felt like walking into a spider web. Mr. Davis, he wasn't well, and he just seemed very thin and, you know, for lack of a better word, a little on the evil side that afternoon. And I felt something was going to have to be offered up. And, you know, in the old days of working at Rolling Stone, you know, you sort of didn't mind sort of losing yourself. But I wasn't, this was definitely a few years on. So I wasn't in the mood to offer, to sort of offer myself up. I thought we were going to have to offer one of my assistants or something. It seemed like something had to be sacrificed. But it was a fascinating shoot. He was very seductive. And he was, in this particular picture, he was sort of playing with his mouth in a very bizarre way. He was beautiful to photograph, just really like a spider.
Maybe there's something I'm not getting. When you say offer yourself up.
You know, sacrifice yourself. Or, you know, when you go into a photo session, especially a portrait session, you know, there are two people involved. There's the subject and there's the photographer. And what we always talk about, the soul of the subject, you know, that you're taking a bit of that soul. Well, there's also the soul of the photographer. In all kinds of ways, all kinds of interpretations of how you give yourself over, you know, you can imagine all different kinds of ways. And, you know, for example, on tour with the Rolling Stones, you know, basically taking on that lifestyle.
You know, talk about taking on lifestyle. I mean, you don't mean just staying up late, but.
Well, I felt in those days, I was very young, I felt you just did what was going on because that you needed to sort of blend in or fit in. I mean, I was, you know, in my 20s and, mm-hmm. you know, and it was stupid because it almost lost my life. And I'm not proud of that situation and I have no regrets, but it's, mm-hmm. you know, I lived inside my photographs when I first began my work at Rolling Stone. And I think what I learned after the Rolling Stone tour was to hold, you know, some of myself back, you know. Mm-hmm. So I jokingly or laughingly remember the Miles Davises. I felt he was wanting of something, and I can't even tell you exactly what it was, but it created great pictures. It doesn't mean you have to act on it, as I began to learn as I got older.
Let me ask you about, in no particular order, Willie Nelson. A picture you have of him in here was taken in 2001, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Most of the work is really recent. In fact, when I started the project, I thought that I was going to take some of the work from the 70s, the work from Rolling Stone. And the more I worked on the new work, I really loved the rhythm of it, and I loved the color of it. And I kept the work from the 70s down to a minimum. This was a recent picture of Willie. I mean, the picture looks like the, you know, the head of the, you know, Indian head Nickel. I mean, he yeah. just looks so classic there.
Yeah, still. Well, you have him standing here with this really magnificent mane of gray hair.
Which... Mm. I've always thought of him, if anyone has had time to spend with him, one-on-one. He's always kind of flicking his hair back and forth and in a very feminine way. And I just, you know, I think of him as, you know, with the hair, like the hair, it's a very important part of his mystique.
Let me ask you about a few more pictures in here. Brian Wilson, the beach boy in his bathrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm obviously not qualified to offer a clinical assessment, but this does not look like a happy man.
Well, he always has been a troubled soul, and he's always just been a little bit off. I photographed him in the 70s for Rolling Stone and met him then, and we went out to a grocery store together, and he did some shopping, and I have these photographs of him in a bathrobe. And when I went back this time to photograph him, there was this feeling of trouble in paradise, you know, that even though here you are in Los Angeles and you have your big house and you have your pool, something's still not right. He's not completely there, you know, 100%, but he's a genius.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Nuts and bolts question. How many pictures do you find you often take to get the one, or is there a the one?
I've never been concerned about the amount of film I'm actually shooting. It's not so much about film as, and it's interesting to me now as I get older, it either happens or it doesn't. I mean, it's like, if it doesn't happen, you have to come back another day. It's like either, it's either working or it's not. And what's interesting about this project is there's so many different ways you can take a photograph, and it's all here. I mean, there's very studied moments, like Willie Nelson, which is a very studied portrait. And then there's something like going in with R.L. Burnside, who we just showed up at his house, and I had a feeling that he didn't know when we were coming. You know, it was just, it wasn't like there was a phone there. We just showed up at his house, and he pulled the instruments out of his carport garage, and they just started playing, and family was just sitting around, and it was great.
Oh, black man ain't got chain and clothes. Girl got drunk, close that door. Poor black madam ain't got changed clothes.
I'm sometimes struck in the book by the number of photographs in here in which, in fact, musicians are not playing music.
Well, when I worked for Rolling Stone all those years, coming from a sort of a fine arts background, and not really being interested in being a quote-unquote rock and roller music photographer, but a photographer, I always reluctantly would photograph a musician with their instrument. And I was always looking for another way to show a portrait of a musician. Interestingly enough, in this project, I ended up using, you know, breaking that rule and using the guitar and the piano and using the instruments a lot more. And then actually sometimes, as I said, with R.L. Burnside, asking him to play music, because I was wondering if I could photograph music being made. I mean, it's I don't think you can. You can represent it. And I do think in the long run, the more successful pictures are like Emmylou Harris standing, you know, on, you know, a red dirt road.
Yeah.
I'm listening to her music in the back of my head, and I'm illustrating her song, more or less, with that photograph.
Ms. Leibovitz, thanks very much.
Okay.
Annie Leibovitz, her new book is called American Music.